Joanne's on this line. Morning, Joanne.
Good morning, Frank.
What's on your mind, Joanne?
Well, I was just really wanting to phone in with some praise anyway and also criticism about an incident that happened at Groomsport Harbour yesterday. There was a little dog had been, washed in, or I don't know how it ended up in the sea, but the tide was coming in and the dog was struggling very much to stay afloat, and it was about 150 metres out from the shoreline, and it was evident that it was in trouble. However, myself and my niece had seen the dog on the rocks, and it kept getting swept into the water, and we realised that it needed help. So our first port of call was really to go to the harbour office, which was literally right beside us, and we alerted the harbour master, who came out to look at the situation. And to be honest, it was disgraceful, his behaviour. He assessed the situation by standing with his hands in his pockets, shaking his head and saying, no one will be going in to get that. It's only a dog.
Was the sea very rough at the moment at that time?
It was. There was about a 2 metre swell and the tide was coming in. The dog was really struggling. I don't know how long it had been in the water before we noticed it. However, the harbour master, his attitude was very blasé. I asked him directly, was he going to do anything? Was he going to contact anybody? Who was he going to phone? And he shrugged his shoulders. And I basically said, if you're willing to watch this, that's all well and good, but I'm not. And I phoned 999 and got the Coast Guard round from Bangor, who, it was a very heroic fella. Ryan Gray had went in a dry suit with his fellow companions from the Coast Guard, helping him along. And he tried a few times to get the dog, and he eventually did get the dog to safety. But he was a real hero. He was cut and bruised when he got out of the water, as was the dog. But he was a fantastic fella, and very well done to the Coast Guard for acting so quick. But it was disgraceful behaviour from the harbour master.
Okay, well, we've been in contact because you obviously phoned through here before you came on air. And we've been in contact with the council in North Down. They've been speaking to the harbour master. The harbour master emphasises that he himself is a dog lover, but his responsibility is to people like yourself. And
yes,
he was worried about the safety of the two women who were raising the issue. He didn't want to see anyone getting hurt by going into the sea to rescue the dog. The water was quite rough. There would also be an understanding and a belief that, you know, dogs can swim very well and most likely would successfully get back onto the rocks. I'm adding that to it myself.
Yes.
But the harbour master was more concerned for you than he was for the dog. In the end, you made the 999 call. I suppose the question we ask, should we be employing the lifeboats to come and rescue, you know, terriers in the sea?
Well, I personally think the question that should be asked is, what is the point of harbour master? When I asked, is he going to call anybody? And he shrugged his shoulders and said, no. And I had to make the call right beside him.
Okay, you know, you took the initiative.
What is the harbour master's duties? You know, surely it's the safety of the people and the boats and whatever within the harbour area.
Yes, but that's the very point. He was concentrating on your safety because you were obviously quite concerned about the dog. You maybe were slightly alarmed. You were maybe having an argument with him. He was concerned that you were going to do something to go into the water to get the dog. And his prime concern has to be for the human beings on that harbour as opposed
totally
to for the dog.
Totally. However,
but in the end, the wee dog got rescued.
Yes, the dog got rescued. I don't know the state of the dog at the moment. It couldn't walk or anything when it got rescued. And it was in a bad way. It had obviously taken in a lot of water. It had been in the water for well over an hour by the time it had got rescued. But the fella, Ryan Gray, was a total hero. He dashed straight in. His colleagues were helping him out as best they could, and he did say that it was one of the, you know, the toughest rescues that he'd actually carried out in a long time.
Well, fair play to him, fair play to Ryan for being able to do that and for the other chaps on the boat as well. And it's good to know that the wee dog is safe. It's also good to know, Joanne, that you are safe too, being down at the choppy waters at Groomsport. I just want to double check, was it Groomsport or somewhere else? Where exactly were we?
Groomsport Harbour, just at the sandy bay.
Okay, that's the important thing, that we're with the right harbour.